I want to be baptized because I believe that Jesus died on the cross to save me from sin. Something that helped me understand what God was looking for. The special plan he had for me after Mallow passed was that it would be a learning experience and it would lead me to wanting to get baptized. God has helped me throughout my entire life using things or people around me, and now I want to die and soon give my life to it.
他说：“你要说大一点声音，因为我们今天没有这个话筒，好吧？你就用你声最大的声音，那种再见。”
Okay, so who is Jesus? Jesus is the one of God, no, who died for us on the cross, the one who saved us from our sins. He died and 3 days later rose from the grave. I want to go through baptism because I know that.Okay, I know that Jesus died for me. He saved me from my sins. Jesus, with God, has been in me. In first and second grade, I was a bad student. I always got in trouble and upset at my parents. In third and fourth grade, I think I became a better person. I got in less in trouble and behaved better. The reason why I became a better person is because of God. I prayed to him so that I can become a better person.Even every time I get an A in my class, I know that God was giving me strength and wisdom. God has also gave me wonderful people, like my parents, my friends, and everyone in my church. They also helped me. Even if they didn't physically, they did it mentally. They taught me more about the Bible and God's word. My friends always made me laugh. They also helped me.Every time I didn't understand something in the Bible, they always helped me. My parents helped me too. They took me to church every Sunday and Friday. If I didn't have parents or friends or everyone in my church, then I probably wouldn't know who God is. Just to remind everyone that Jesus died for all of us. He died for everyone.
感谢主，等一下赵师要讲 ，Jesus died for everyone, for everyone's sin。好，那么下面呢，继续的请这个赵师啊，然后乃源你来给我们大家做一个见证，好不好？乃源大一点，来先 ，OK， 乃源你来，你来大一点声给大家讲，因为我没有麦克风，好吧？
哦，
可以，你可以
摘了你的口罩。
不用，
谢谢。各位弟兄姐妹，你们好。我的名字叫郑乃源。祝大家主内平安。我其实也是刚刚信主， 主要是因为受我太太的影响，我感觉我很幸运能够认识主，因为这是一生中最宝贵的财富。第一次听到主耶稣这个称呼是大概在三四年前，我和我太太还有跟朋友一起去山上玩的时候。结果呢，在回来的时候出了一点点小状况，也可以说是车祸。所以就是那次我太太就开始跟我传播关于主的福音，让我想让我认识神，让我知道有神的这个存在。这个事情刚开始说实话我是不相信，所以觉得这是一件很奇怪很荒谬的事情，是吧？所以但是随着时间的推移呢，我们一起经历过很多事情，每次我们都把办法给想尽了，可是就是觉得还是不知道应该怎么办，就是手足无措。结果没办法，就说交给神吧，我们去祷告。所以我就学着去，我就学着跟我太太去学习如何去祷告。结果就这样，一次次我向我证明了神是真实存在的。慢慢的我有了改观，开始去探索圣经的知识，去了解圣经，包括到现在我其实也是只是不是很懂，但是至少我明白了它是真实存在的，虽然我们看不到，但是就像牧师说的，很多东西我们是看不到的，但是你不能否认它不存在。所以我愿意跟随圣主，我愿意让他做我生命的救主，我感谢主这样的爱和我这个家庭，感谢，阿们。
下面我们请他的太太，今天感谢主啊，是乃源和刘静他们夫妻一起受洗，其实还有一个人啊，就是他们腹中的婴儿，所以今天是三个人一起受洗，所以神赐福他们。我再给大家暴露一点我们的秘密，我跟师母也是一起受洗，当时师母也是怀着我的老二一起受洗，所以他们是很蒙福的，看来神要使用他们。我们请刘静来为我们做见证。
大家好，我叫刘静，有一点点紧张。主内弟兄姐妹大家好，我叫刘静，今天真的很荣幸能够真正的跟随我们主真正的受洗。其实我是从小就是在信主的家庭长大，就是也是受我妈妈的影响，一直都有参加教会，可是来了美国之后就也有去过，但是都没有真正的就是只是就像形式一样进去一下，然后呢就是只有自己知道今天是多么的干枯，就是没有社交管，就是真的很干枯，然后就是那样子的状态，就是很迷茫，有事情的时候也是很无助，都不知道该跟谁讲。然后跟我先生在一起之后，有一次我们是在一次去旅行吧，一个小小的只是三四天的旅行，然后跟朋友一起去，是去山上玩，玩了几天，本来天气是很好的，然后就在回来的那一天有一点下雨，但是我们还是因为赶时间就按原计划就返回，可是谁知道在路上的时候呢，突然就是变得天气非常的差，因为刚好也是在山上嘛，就是又下雨还有下小冰雹。那我们朋友呢，他就是开车在前面两个人，然后我跟我先生在后面开车走，等到开到一半的时候，我记得因为当时是我开车，那我开的还是很小心的，谁知道开在一半的时候呢， 就下的最厉害的那个时候，我的车突然就打滑了，就在那边转圈，我整个人我都吓，我不知道我方向盘我都不敢去，我都不知道该怎么去打。他在旁边脸都已经吓得刷白刷白，他都不知道该说什么。而且你知道是在山上，两边他不是说悬崖，可是他很深的坑嘛。当时给我吓的，我不知道该说什么，但是我心里面就是一句主啊，求你救我，就是这样子一个想法。然后呢，我那车的后轮胎就卡在了冰里面，在后面一点就直接车就翻下去了，很深的坑里面。当时我就在那边哭，我就眼泪一直流，就是很有一种好像很久都没有这种感觉了。虽然说很惊险，可是又一次让我神又跟我见，就是证明了他是一直都在保守着我，很感动。回到家之后，我给我妈打电话，跟我在美国还有一个一起信主的姊妹，我跟她说了，她说你看你这一次你去玩，可是虽然说这是一件不好的事情，可是又是一件很好的事情，就是这是第一次在美国又就是真正的又感受到了其实神一直都是保守着我，甚至保守着我这个家庭。然后就是经历了这件事之后，就是算是我跟神在美国的第一次有了这样子的，就是相互这种连接。然后后面过了一些时间，慢慢慢慢又淡下去了。但是呢，因为我们两个已经就是结婚了，然后你知道会有很多事情，又经历了很多事情，太多的时候都是没有办法的时候，就是说的当你没有办法的时候，你才想起来去神，想起来神有他的存在，才去跟他祷告。所以常常你知道我都是觉得特别的惭愧，特别的就是有种颜面，就是不知道该怎么面对神。因为你好好哎，没有事情的时候我都是就觉得嗯真好真好，可是有事情的时候我也就是才会去，就好像抱住一个大树一样紧紧的不放。这是我就是常常就是，当有的时候别人跟我提到你信主或者是聊到这个话题的时候，说着说着我就特别就是觉得自己特别对不起，特别惭愧。然后那一次是在一次我跟我先生去吃一个东乡，去一个餐馆吃饭嘛。因为在那之前我当时是在餐馆里面做工，就是那一天就是突然不知道一个什么想法涌到了我的心里，就在那边上着班上着班突然就哭起来了。就是说神这么爱你，你这样子就是这样子的一个心里面的感动，我就在那边哭。我就问店里面的老外，我说你知道不知道这里哪里有餐就是有教会啊，然后他说他不知道，因为他不信。我就开始想办法的去找，然后还给有的教会，我也不是很懂，我还给他们就是去有的教会去看他们的官网，看他们信仰的跟我们的是不是同样的信仰。因为之前有我跟我先生有走错过，就是去了其他的教会嘛，还好跳出来了。然后呢就是在那样子去看，就是很就是那一次特别的渴望，在寻找我想要去的。然后就是在去那次去餐馆，就是很巧妙，我吃完饭，然后因为我先生他送我一个十字架的项链嘛，那个里面的一个就是也是中国人台湾的，然后他就说你是不是信耶稣啊，我说我很激动，我说是啊是啊是啊，他说那你有没有去，我说我想去，我找不到啊，我找不到，你有的话你可以告诉我吗，他说我有，然后我就说那你信的是什么，我说我要知道我们的信仰是不是一样的。于是这样子我们就他就把牧师和师母的就是联系方式介绍给我了，来到了我们这个教会。所以说我特别的开心，特别的荣幸能够加入这个教会里面，我再一次又跟神有了这样交流沟通。我想我经历了这么多，我不会再很容易很轻易的那样子去好像这个抛弃主一样，不会那样。我现在就是一点点事情我都要去祷告，我有的时候我没办法跪在那里，但是我就是心里面也会有这样的一个祷告。 经历的太多，我就感觉自己不能那样，每次讲起来心里面最大的感受就是愧对主。我谢谢大家。
所以感谢主啊，神借着他的儿女啊，就又把他的失丧的羊从外边找到神的，找回到神的家。所以刚才你们知道这个刘静姊妹讲的这位餐馆的老板是谁吗？就是我们教会的许莲姊妹她在这个时候随时随地的传福音，邀请别人来教会因着许莲这样的一个行动是今天呢神的家又多了两位儿女我们感谢主好，下面我们继续的请Eric ready？ Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Out of the many people that have helped me be here today, I want to thank one man who has helped me believe in Jesus. He was a very kind man and a very good man.But sadly, he died 2 years ago. Now this man, his name was Bill, and he was my church pastor from Norman. And everybody liked him very much. He would always help and always be available for everybody. And if you needed help, if you had any questions, you could.Go to him and he would help. So I just want to thank him and thank God for sending such a great man to help me be here today. And yeah, thank you.
I am very thankful to be here, and I want to share my testimony of why I got baptized today. So when I was younger, I'm very grateful that I was even provided an opportunity to attend church thanks to my parents. But as you may assume, like other kids around me, I unwittingly did not seize the opportunity. For me, complying with my parents was just a mandatory task. And to be honest,attending church was just like an escape from home to meet with my friends and to attend various events. And although I heard and understood everything talked about in the Bible, including the astonishing tales and the stories, it didn't really affect my outside life. At home, I would live my so-called Christian life as if God didn't affect me. And I would only really read the Bible or pray during these church-held events like Awana, Sunday school,and other like Easter parties, different parties. And every time that I did pray, I feared that I had to make everything sound perfect, I had to make it sound pleasing, or else I would be in trouble, or else God wouldn't listen. And additionally, I used to believe that I had to do everything for the glory of God because I was expected to since I was a Christian. And it was not because of my own want. But over the past few years,and not necessarily one specific instance, I have been gradually accepting that I am dependent on God, that He is a purpose why I can continue to do the things I am now. Nature has especially been a compelling force, which draws me to a recognition of His existence. Every time I'm by myself, either during a walk in nature, hearing the memorizing sounds of the birds and the crickets,every time I'm by myself at night, looking at the stars and gazing over the endless bounds of space, every time I'm at the beach, looking over the ocean and seeing the vast and endless ocean, I'm awestruck and I'm awestruck by his unfathomable and immeasurable power, and his millions of stars, the vast and unfathomable space, and the ocean is more than enough to convince me of his power, his artistry, and his presence. I've now realized how dependent I am on God, how I'm like a glove, as without a hand, I am worthless. Just like gloves are made in the representation of a hand, I am made in the image of God, and without the Creator, I'm useless. I hope that my story can spark encouragement to other people so that they can realize that God is the one who unveils the universe's magical and mechanical splendor at scales ranging from the vast cosmos to individual atoms. And I hope that my proclamation to the audience will hold me responsible for my devotion to God and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. 加入我们恩典堂这个大家庭，那同时呢，也给我们每。